Yeah, good morning to you, Brendan. Yeah, it's not often you get 10 races at Cranbourne, but yeah, 10 of the best tonight and a pretty competitive program.
Grim gets underway at 24 minutes after 5. It's over the mile of 39 to 50. There are no scratchings here. 6 the favourite, Top Gun Telly at $2. Overreaction, 3.20, 3.90, Icon Motor.
Yeah, I thought it was a good race for Top Gun Telly. Kate Gass is the driver, and the horse does look to find a pretty good race. She's coming off a good enough trial recently at Maryborough, so I thought she could go on from that and go pretty close here. So I've got Top Gun Telly on top for Kate Gass to take out this particular maiden. So I've got the horse on top. You'll just have to bear with us because these selections have disappeared off the screen. But Top Gun Telly on top take out the first of the program. And here we go. I'll just get these selections up. We'll come back to these. Here we go. So Top Gun Telly, number 6, on top to win the first event on the program. Over for second, number 1, Tip of the Tongue, who's at the 3 stars, but is down in grey for this. 2, Icon Motor, last start, second behind Calf Pen, and is probably getting closer and closer to breaking that maiden. And 8, Overreaction, is best of the rest, also closer and closer to breaking the duck. But Top Gun Telly does look well placed. Both the two starts have been good and should be able to win this one. 6-1, 2-8, race 1.
Race number 2 is a trot of 45 to 55. They come off the mobile here. 12 is the scratching. 6, Who's the Man for Chris Finocio, resumes 2, Tenero Carpe Diem at $4.60. Arangi at $4.80 out to 12 for Natty Pedger.
Yeah, so Who's the Man is the selection, 6, 8, 7, 10. He's a horse that has won 4 of his 9 starts this trotter, nice progressive type. Obviously, I assume he may possibly have had some sort of injury late last year as he had won up to 3 races in a row against some of the very best 2-year-old trotters. All of those victories were over the 2,150 metres of Bendigo. And then he didn't really end up running into any of the feature races. But he resumes here, has trialled well, and he's a good quality horse. So he should be able to go very close to winning first up. So on top, number 6, Who's the Man? Over 8, Arangi is a good quality horse, just the same, but has plenty of gait issues. Was a recent trial winner at Kilmore after being stood down to trial after galloping. But, look, he's very good on his day, but you can't trust him. I think that would be a pretty fair comment. Copacabana comes off a first up victory, Yarra Glen, best of the rest despite the draw. Natty Packer is 2 starts in this country for the 3rd and 6th, and former New Zealander 3rd start in Australia for Joe Pace, best of the rest. But Who's the Man should be very hard to beat. 6, 8, 7, 10, race 2.
Race 3, the Macquarie and Associates, a 41 to 55, comes out over the 2,080. Siskelion is the favourite at $2. Sonny's Amazing, 260. Aim for the Stars at 7,850. My Flying Spur.
Yeah, Aim for the Stars. Got a bit of a tricky inside second row draw, but a last start second behind Ruslan, who is the favourite to win a later race on the program. And if you go back 3 starts ago, a second behind Jimmy the Irishman. So, look, I think the horse has got a good enough form to go close. He's going to need a bit of luck on the draw, but definitely is a big chance, I think, and the $7 is value. Sicilian having his second run for the week. Ran second earlier the week at Stall. Ran Batman Barry to 2.5 metres. That form's obviously pretty good and deserves the favouritism, a big chance. Sonny's Amazing, obviously, his form is good enough. So third behind Kiang Marvin, 2 back. Also having his second run for the week. Second behind Roxanne Pets at Melton on Tuesday night. Form is good enough. One of the chances, as is My Flying Spur, who was a winner at Cranbourne 2 starts ago. So these are the 4 key chances, and they are the 4 favourites. I'll put them in the order of 8, 4, 2, 6 in race 3.
8, 4, 2, 6 in the 3rd. We'll push pause on the Cranbourne preview there. We're 30 seconds off the 2nd at Healesville. Zipping Quokka number 1, 16. 2 Dreaming, 7. 3 Twisted Bliss, 21. 4 Manila Dusk, $8. 5 Shining Gem, 26. Hear Me Out, the favourite, $2.210. 5.90. Can You Dig It, Unquestioned, $7.10 off box number 8. Tab Fixed Odds, Hear Me Out, $2.40 and $1.20 as we head back to James.
Set. Away and racing now, and hear me out, a little bit slow to get going, this favourite. There's a real traffic jam early, and going away quickly, Dreaming's going to push out and lead Shining Gem, coming over quickly, unquestioned from the outside, and then zipping Quokka. Followed now by Hear Me Out, Manila Dusk, and well back to Shining Gem, Twisted Bliss, a wall of them. Zipping Quokka hit the lead from Manila Dusk, and Zipping Quokka's going to win. Zipping Quokka by a length to Manila Dusk. Now third, punching through unquestioned, who eventually got across to the rail. Fourth between Can You Dig It, Dreaming, and also Hear Me Out. Then Twisted Bliss and Shining Gem, packing finish, 19 and 80 to Zipping Quokka.
19 and 80, 1-4 in a photo. Zipping Quokka, 36.60 and 3.50. Second to 4, Manila Dusk, $2.90. We'll stand by for third. When that does become available, we'll pass it on. But a wall of them across the track there. Heading on to race number 4 at Cranbourne tonight. Thanks to Luke for holding on. This is a 38 to 50 over the 2,080 metres. No changes. Blue Chip to $1.85. Off barrier 3 for the Borgs. Pershing for the Hunters at $4.80. Mighty Regal, $5.50. Illawong Jovial, $8.50 chance.
Yeah, I've gone 5.876. I've got Pershing on top, resuming here. First up from a spell, Glenn Hunter, the trainer driver. But I thought the horse's trial wasn't too bad. Most recent trial wasn't too bad. So I gave the horse a chance. I think his best form is good enough. If you go back two starts ago, it was second behind Yours and Mine, which is a horse that ended up winning plenty of races this year up in Mildura. So that look form sort of looks pretty good for this sort of race. And then was up against Vigo Rosso at his last year. So I've got him on top here, Pershing, for Glenn Hunter. And I think he can run well here. As I say, has trial for this race, and it wasn't too bad against probably a bit better opposition. So Pershing on top to take the fourth event over Mighty Regal, who has got an inside second row draw, but horse is good enough on his day. Was a second at Bendigo three starts ago behind Nostra Ideal. That form's good enough to go very close in this. So his form, best form, is good enough despite the inside second row draw, Mighty Regal, and has had, three fourths in his last five starts at the second. So he's definitely good enough. Seven Joy Mac has the widest draw. Down the track last start at Ballarat, knocked up after having probably to do a bit too much work to lead on that occasion, but a second behind Sicilian three starts ago, that form sort of reads pretty well. And six Illawong Jovial, drawn one from the outside, last start, fifth at Bendigo, fourth at Charlton behind, before that. A horse that just needs a bit of luck from the draw, but if she gets it, she's a chance. I think the favourite, Blue Chip, maybe a bit under the odds. I know he's coming off a victory at Shepparton last start, and it was in a pretty good mile rate for a restricted race of 157.9, but this is harder, so happy to take him on. But in saying that, it was a good win last start, I suppose, in fast enough time, and he may very well be able to go on. 5.876 in race number 4.
1, 4, 8, and 7 were the numbers in the second at Healesville. Next racing commitment 7 minutes away, the first at Hobart, as we take a look at race number 5. This is the fourth heat of the EK Bray Country Club Series. A time-honored series. Viva La Rock is the favourite here, looking to remain unbeaten this prep at $1.90. Calf Pin, $4.20. My Superannuation, $5.50. Bonacan, $11.
Yeah, it is a time-honored series. The final's coming out this Saturday night at Melton. The first three will qualify. Viva La Rock, two starts, two wins this preparation. Both of those at Shepparton and those victories at Shepparton and Bendigo. He's already won a heat of this series over Bonacan at Bendigo. That was his last start. That was a victory on the 23rd of April. So I think he can go on and win again here, Viva La Rock. Good quality horse. He does have a second to Idyllic on the 22nd of December from last year in a semi-final of the Vic Brent. So Viva La Rock on top of Bonacan. He ran second first up in that Bendigo heat behind him, and I think even though he's drawn outside the front row, he can go very close to doing so again. He does have to go very close to going close from the minor places perspective again. He was have a second to Carla's Mark as well against his name in February. My Superannuation was able to win the feature race on Mildura Cup night three starts ago. Sixth and third in two runs since, but not disgraced. Has the good draw to go very close to leading, which will help her. And Daylight Dawn, thought was best of the rest. Second at Geelong last day. It was a Metropolitan standard of race after a good victory to Chuka first up. But Viva La Rock race does revolve around him, and he should be able to go pretty close to making it three starts, three wins his preparation. 6.719 in race number 5.
Race 6 of 55 to 71 over the 2,080 metres. Doubtless Bay the favourite here for Joe Pace, 2.15. The Last Chance, 4.60. La Putty at 5.50 out to 7, Monsieur Delacour.
Yeah, it's an interesting race. I've gone with Trevine here. I've gone with him on top, number one. If you look at his two runs, his preparation for Ashwater, it was a very impressive victory at Kilmore in Fast Time. And that followed a... And that was followed with a second. And, look, I think from the draw he can go well here. The form actually probably looks quite well, to be quite good, to be honest. So I've got him on top here at Trevine from Barrier 1 at a bit of value. Four Doubtless Bay has done very well since coming to Australia for Joe Pace. Nine La Putty, who was a last start winner, and five The Last Chance, who is very consistent and has done well for Sean Kittle. But as I say, Trevine, last start second, at Cranbourne behind Flying Art, and that horse came out and went very well in the Australian Pacing Gold Final last start. So the form does look pretty good from that perspective, and I think he can go close from the barrier. And a good race, 1495 in race number 6.
Race 7 is over the 2,080 metres of 56 to 58. 2 is a scratching. Ruslan is the favourite off the pole at $2.30. Summer Plants at $2.60. Leosabi at $5 out to Cockrock at $11.
Yeah, so this is another interesting little race. Probably a bit more open than this third leg of the quaddy than the first and second legs. One Ruslan, last start winner, should be able to go pretty close to winning again from the draw. So he's on top, looks to have found it good enough. He's up in grade a little bit again, but he has got the barrier draw to suit him. Six major liner, figure form recently, probably not the best, but the winner four starts ago over the course and distance. Best form is good enough, major liner, and should be able to go close. Eight Leosabi, last start, fourth at Yarra Glen behind Soho Bonds. That form's good enough, was a second on Warrigal Cup Day before that. His best form, he's probably in pretty good form at the moment. That form's good enough. And 10 So What is racing well at Melton without the best of luck and as best of the rest, I thought, in a race where they are the four key chances. 1, 6, 8, 10, race 7.
Race number 8 on the program. We'll touch on in a moment. We're 2 minutes off the first at Hobart. Travelling Gigolo is a fixed favourite at $2.80. Judge Burns holds a call on the Toad at $3.20. 2 minutes off, heading to Cole McNiff there for the opener. Race number 8's a 3-year-old. A 45-54. 5 comes out. Eternal Gold, $3.30. I'm Territorial, $3.60. Vintage Blue at 4.
Yeah, I thought this was probably nearly the most competitive race on the program. I've gone 8, 3, 9, 11. Vintage Blue, two starts his preparation. Yeah, been behind good quality horses. Inside second row draw hurts, but look, if you go back 3 starts ago, he ran third behind Pat's Beachstorm on Shepherd and Cup, not a fourth in the Group 1 on New Year's Eve. The deep breath behind Kimball before that. So look, I think his best form is good enough and should improve here again third up. Should be a bit fitter. Just needs some luck from the draw. Got him on top of 3 one-hand, 1 bounce. It's very interesting on debut for Michael Hughes. 2 starts for Kate Hargraves. There's a victory at Swan Hill in good time. Then 5th at Bendigo in a pretty fast race. Interesting on debut for a new stable. Euro King should be getting a bit more fitter. Probably not going as bad as maybe is what the form looks his last three runs or so. So I think he can go okay. Darts for me has definitely got a very good chance. Number 11. And also give chances to plenty of others. Numbers 2, 4, also give chances to 6, 7. So they're all got chances. Eternal Gold, the debutant for Tim, but very interesting. Master Remy, number 4, is presuming. Can't be discarded. I'm Territorial. Brent Lilly prepared. 1 start in New Zealand, on debut in Australia, and 7 hole on top of the worst diver. Very open race. I went with 8, 3, 9, 11, though, in race 8.
30 seconds off the first at Hobart, but runners just arriving at the barriers there. Race number 9, Ronzel Sunny is the favourite here for this 30-50 mile event. $1.95, Love Laughter at $2.90, a little better at $7.50, Luke.
Yeah, fifth on Mildura Cup night, this favourite was a massive... was fifth during the Mildura Cup Carnival on the second night, this favourite, after galloping at the start and really caught the eye flashing home on debut, and followed that with a third behind Calf Pen in a fast-run race at Yarra Glen. So I think he's the best of the night, Ronzel Sunny. Thought it was his race to lose. 7 a little better, best of the rest, consistent enough. 3, My Name is Ruby, rates next. Last start, 4th at Charlton, and then 4, Love and Laughter for 4th. But I thought it was the race for Ronzel Sunny. He was my best of the night in race 9, 9, 3, 9, 7, 3, 4.
Race number 10 on the program as runners yet to move in. Some 10 and a half hours away at the moment. There are no changes here over the mile. 45 to 54. China Portrain's $1.75. Gozo Sunshine, $3.40.
Yeah, Canadian North down in grade, number 8. Recent figure form's not that good, but she's down in grade, so that'll give her a chance here to get back towards her best form, but just tread warily because her recent form probably isn't the best. 5, China Portrait, second in her last two. You go back to her last victory, it was a feature race at Melton. Second earning the week at Stall. Second before that at Yarra Glen behind Mr. Matheson. Probably not at her absolute best, but she does get a good chance here. Fuel the Buzz, another one of the class runners of the race, has been around the mark recently in 7 Gozo Sunshine rates next, despite the draw. Interesting race to close the card, 8.5.6.7.
They're loading at Hobart. Luke, quickly, best bet, value bet, quaddie, please.
Best bet, race 9, number 9, Ronsall Sunny. Next best, race 1, number 6, which is in the first event, Topper Guntilly. Value, race 6, number 1, Trevine. Quaddie, first leg, 6, 1 out. Second leg, 1 and 4. Third leg, 1, 6, 8, 10. Fourth league, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 11.